Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Adam, good morning. Will you tell us what is going on with Sonia?
I have no idea. You know, we went on our first date last weekend and, you know, things went well, at least I thought. You know, we got some dinner, then a couple of drinks, and I didn't think anything went wrong. She said she had fun. And then I told her I'd call her, and she said, great. So I really don't understand what went wrong.
Interesting.
You know?
Okay, because we asked that a lot. I would say, hey, you know, what was the, you know, end result? And if she said, great, that seems weird. Is there anything that you think might be a problem? I mean, was there something with the tip or, you know, was the wait staff? Did you have any interactions with them or something?
And did you chew too loudly? Because that's come up recently on Second Date Update.
Yeah.
Anything, Adam?
No, nothing like that. I actually overtip. And I hate when people chew loudly, so I'm, like, really conscious of that.
Good. So you have tried calling, reaching out, texting her, sending her a message. She's just not returning anything.
Yeah, you know, nothing crazy. Like, I called and texted a couple times, but, yeah, so I'm hoping you can help.
All right, and before we pick up the phone and try to call Sonia and get her on here and get some answers, what is it about Sonia, Adam, that makes you want to see her for a second date?
I mean, you know, she's just super funny and not too bad on the eyes. So, I mean, you know, it's not every day that you meet somebody that you really have a connection with.
Yeah, she's special. Sense of humor. That's cool.
All right, let's get some answers, see if we can't do our part to find out why they can't get to a second date.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Sonia, please?
This is Sonia.
Hi, good morning, Sonia. This is not a sales call. Everything's fine. We are calling from a radio station in town, 102.9 The Wolf, for Thunder and PT.
Good morning, Sonia.
But we got to tell you, Sonia, right off the bat here this morning, we are live on the radio, and the reason we're calling is to ask you about a date that you went on a week or two ago with a gentleman named Adam. I think it was actually last weekend.
Okay, great. Did he call you?
Yes.
I mean, technically, he wrote us a message online, and then we called him, talked to him about 5 minutes ago.
Right. And he said that, Sonia, that you have not called him back or sent him a message.
No.
And I think he's reached out a couple times. He doesn't want to be a bother, but he'd love to. I'll just be honest. I'm going to come right out and say it. He'd love to see you again.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's just really not my type, I guess you would say.
Okay. I mean, you guys had dinner and some drinks or whatever. Did you know that he wasn't your type
before,
right off the bat?
Yeah.
Or would, like, kind of learn something? Or could you tell us a little bit
more
why?
Well, yeah, I realize that that's pretty vague. I don't even know how to say this, but he's really cute. He's very attractive, which was why it was so surprising, because he showed up to our date wearing a Simpson t-shirt and, like, jeans with, like, holes in them.
Okay.
Like, very, very casual.
All right. And then there was something wrong with that?
Well, if we were just hanging out, you know, like watching movies or something at home, I think it would be different. But we went to a really nice place for dinner. I mean, he picked the place. Huh. And he should have known that wearing something that was inappropriate like that was just...
So he looked out of place at the restaurant. So
yeah.
I
was dressed very nicely.
Okay, so you
and
were...
And that's the
you,
thing, you were, I put the effort in.
You guys were downtown then?
Yes.
Okay. And it was pretty obvious that he was sticking out, like, amongst the other, like, patrons and stuff.
But they let him in.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't... And he picked the place, you said.
Yeah. So you should have known.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, so like I said, Adam really likes you, and we just talked to him. He's holding on. Could we just bring him in here and just talk this out for a second? Maybe there's just a misunderstanding, or maybe he didn't have time to run home or whatever before.
Yeah, he's running late or something. Who knows?
We just brought him in here for a second. Would you have a minute to have him join us?
Okay.
Okay, great. Please, just hold tight. Hang tight. Hold on. Hey, Adam, can you hear me?
Hey.
Hi. Yeah. Were you able on hold? Were you able to hear Sonia?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. What's going on?
I don't know. What's wrong with The Simpsons?
There's nothing wrong with The Simpsons, Adam. It's just that wearing a Simpsons T-shirt to like a nice restaurant, I thought you would put in a little bit more effort and look appropriate. I mean, I took the time to dress up and look nice, and I'm sorry, but it looked like you just maybe forgot about the date and like rolled out of bed and just showed up.
That's a little insulting. I kind of like the way I dress.
If we were just like hanging out or doing something casual or just going for a hike, I think that would be fine. But there's, when you go to a nice restaurant, and especially because you picked it, I just assumed that you would go along with the etiquette. I mean, I'm not like snooty. So if we were just going to like, McDonald's or something, I wouldn't care. But it's,
I thought I looked fine.
You might have looked fine, but you didn't look fine for the restaurant, for the place, and not for the first date.
Adam, do you have something in your wardrobe? I'm not saying a sport coat or anything, but do you dress up ever at all for work or whatever, a wedding? You don't worry about it?
I have one of those like T-shirts with the printed tuxedo on the front. Okay. You know?
Yeah, but that's more like comical. I mean, to be honest, and I don't know.
It's not helping.
I mean, a Simpsons shirt. There's a lot of guys that I feel like wear like T-shirts with sport coats over them, with kind of like some dark jeans and a
right.
Like I don't
go to Men's Warehouse and get her grab a. But okay, let's cut to the chase here, Sonia. Because Adam maybe didn't present himself the way he
is. It that you feel like he didn't put the effort into the date, or are you like embarrassed?
Yeah.
Secondhand embarrassed because you were at this nicer restaurant. Like what exactly is the problem?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, it wasn't like I said, I'm not snooty, but it was embarrassing because we didn't look like a couple.
Yeah, he didn't dress the part.
All right. You know,
we have 20 seconds here. Do you want to see you? Are you willing to give him another shot?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not interested.
Adam, it's a no.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. All right. I want to know. Here's one. I wonder if you're listening, because I'm kind of stuck on this one a little bit. If you agree with Sony, or if you are you on Adam's side here on this, 612-48, what's the number?
428-1029.
I would love to know, because especially it was a nice restaurant, is there a certain basic dress requirement, yes or no? We'd like to know. But Adam, Sonia, thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.